mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back with you all, Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. I've been thinking about this all week. It's the second half of Spirit Foot, Lover of the Naga King. Well, this is one of my favorite moments in the Spirit Foot badasseriness. All right. Anyway, I'm going to begin. So this is Lover of the Naga King, part two. Through the chaos of life came a liquid spirit, and just as Spirit Foot was letting go to fall to her knees, Otto caught her. Don't give out yet. The fun is just beginning. Otto's smile was grand and deep. Within, Spirit Foot found the fire to rise again, and fire helped her while she did it. That is what you were talking about earlier, asked Santos. Can never trust a human meat sack when you need it most. It does the strangest things. Well, you were just bit in the chest by a really big snake and fed. I don't even know so much venom. You don't have to be liked to love the mother. It is in a gory way. With these words, she took in her environment. Garudas everywhere were being supported by their spirit tribes. Gems flowed, and each Garuda held their seat in spirit love. Gold, silver, copper, iron were just the beginning. Spirit Foot noted that gems and webs of every wonder of the deep earth flowed freely from her being, as her and the others continued to process the poison within them. The ball of writhing serpents was no more. Instead, in its place stood the tree of creation. Great Mother Law held up in all her beautiful glory. Ground of Jim, tree of life. Now it's my turn, growled forth from Otto's depths. Come with me, Spirit Foot. Mount me and ride as we complete our task together. Hop in, you all. Let's go for a ride. Santos, Rontos, Incas dissolved into rainbow light and found their homes in her foot as she mounted Otto. Space held them in glimmering motion as Otto launched them forward. The last piece of our mission is to infuse all with love. How do you make love, Spirit Foot? You just saw me do it. Yes, but the mystery of how still resonates in the space. How comes with the caveat that you may not really want to know, as the weight of responsibility may be too high. I brought you here and love you more in this moment than ever. Ah, see, love is drawn forth. It is made through need. As long as that need does not speak of ownership in any way, I follow your line of thought. It, love, is drawn forth when needed to soothe, heal, and nurture a neglect. Love makes the proteins that humans use to build and nurture their bodies. Nagas use love to alchemize poison into medicine. That is why we need the Garuda's help to jumpstart our love creator, and now we must ensure it continues to purr along, making the love and medicines for the age to come. Love comes from a place beyond being seen or desired, although it can move in these channels. It entangles the quanta to make healthy attachment possible. Human and spirit alike enjoy a healthy attachment with the Great Mother. Where are we going? Asked Spirit Foot. We are going to inspire love. You see? There are my girls, returned from their slumber. You see them? Four sisters and one brother, rested in hospitality at the base of their mother, now fully realized. Now to our task at hand. Otto flew down to the five who awaited their arrival. All rose in joy of reconnecting with a long-lost loved one. Dad! They called out as one, as his talons touched the gym terrain. A deeper alignment found its way as Spirit Foot and her friends joined the celebration. Otto, these are your children? Oh, yes, a father's pride. My daughters, Agni, Bodhi, Nephi, and Chi, and my son, Tiamat. Children, May I introduce you to my friend, love, and giver of naps, Spiritfoot, and her tribe, Incus. The lion made his way, grand mane glimmering in the light of gems and the flow of his feline prowess to the dragon horde, and began to snuggle up to Tiamat, who gracefully allowed the integration of a lion's love. Santos and Rantos, who could be talked into sharing a joke or two, Otto gave a luminous wink to the imps who smiled and bowed in return. Finally, Lady Lily and Fire, who weave the most comfortable of elemental quilts. Heart connections formed quickly. Friendship and laughter soon followed. Okay, okay, led Rantos. How many nagas does it take to screw in a light bulb? I don't know, responded Santos with impeccable timing. How many? One, but you have to meet its law or it will never rise to the occasion. Sisters and brothers, serpent spirits, father, and human all laughed together as one. Spiritfoot joined in. How does a tantrika do their laundry? This time Agni called out, I don't know. How? I don't know. They won't tell me. Roars of laughter rolled up and down the Tree of Life. Otto turned and shared an aside with Spiritfoot. You see, we're doing it. Laughter holds the love like bubbles popping with each new joke, healing and filling, meeting and completing all the elements of growth. The truth of the secret is that there is no secret is always very funny. We all laughed again as one. Lily stepped forward. What is the difference between a raven and a crow? I don't know, Fire called out in response. Well, Lily took a very serious tone, touching her chin for dramatic effect. It's a matter of opinion. Oh, that was a silly dad joke, chimed Chi, Neffy, and Bodhi together. That's terrible. Silly, silly. Good one. But here's a dad joke, Otto stepped forward. A riddle I have been working on for a long time. What is the one great truth? Silence fell. Then one sister, then the next. Brother, then sister, smiled. Until it seemed that all the dragons knew the answer. I don't know, Santos blurted out with mischievous joy. Waves of laughter roared up and down the tree. Yes, yes, yes. That is the answer to the riddle. Bubbles of laughter rode out in all directions. That's a good one, Dad. Love it and love you. We are back. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. Look how happy your queen is, her children laughing at her side. We will dance and sing and remember the old songs for our mom. You are welcome any time to come and play. Now you have your role holding the pulse of life with your queen and sharing your medicines with this yogi and her spirit friends to bring to the world above. Spiritfoot and her tribe studied with Otto, the king of the Nagas, for some time. Otto gave them the secrets of each mineral, metal, and gem, all hidden in the crystals of Spiritfoot's memories. Spiritfoot learned how to give homes to spirits in the crystals, and how each resonance can remind us of a specific aspect of human health. How many minerals heal the spirits, and how the earth can hold some and torture others in the same resonance. The lesson that may be medicine to one could easily be poison to another. Otto taught her to pay attention to the amounts given. Too little or too much is poison. Just the right amount heals the condition. He shared the recipes and showed the process for making the magic pills which alchemize the system's vibration to love, healing from the inside out. Time slips away, and rhythms begin to call for Spiritfoot's return to the light. If I might have one more nap, my dreams will take you home. Incus awaits and would love to snuggle with a dragon of your caliber. I love your compliments, Spiritfoot, and I love your tribe. Did you know that I have a deep wound that I wish to heal? What is that wound, Otto? Due to my potency and the many blessings as the king of the Nagas, I have never been able to join a family tribe. I've tried many times, offer all that I have to give, and have always been cast aside, attacked in fear, and justified hurt and rage. My creative was seen as the cause of the brutal pain of the Dark Ages. Oh, now don't you get mopey on me. I know why you haven't found your family tribe yet. You do? Do you, Spiritfoot? Of course I do. You hadn't met us yet, so how could you? Otto's heart cracked open in deeper love. They couldn't have had you in their tribe because you were always meant to be one of the wild, playful beings who will always have a home and hearth in my foot. Otto's laugh filled heaven and earth with lightning joy. Santos, Rontos, Lily, and Fire each took Otto to his new home, where each, including Incas, in his own way, hugged the dragon heart to heart, soothed the beast to sleep under his comforter of fire. Otto quickly fell into dragon's slumber, taking his new tribe home with kindness, love, and ease. The end. May these stories bring you joy. I certainly feel like they're bringing the spirits joy here and now. Thank you all for joining me today and joining the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. What a story feast we had, and we're going to do it again soon. If you love the tales, please feel free to follow the Lowly Yogi wherever he may go and share it with those you love. Hey, until next time, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. No longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease, may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome body tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all your protectors, and we call you in. We welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.